thank you so much for joining us, Dan.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, first of all, how did you come to work on the project? What was it about Sam's story that kind of made you want to work with him?
It's actually quite a funny story. About February of this year, I was actually in New York, actually on a directing residency at Atlantic Theatre Company. And through mutual friends, Sam actually contacted me out of the blue and asked if I would consider being part of his the queer deaf New South Wales float. And I thought, okay, number one, I'm not deaf. Oh, yes, I may be queer, but and I'm in New York, so it makes things a bit difficult. But I said, let's catch up when I get back because, as I said, we know a few people in common. Over one coffee, which slowly became two coffees, then three coffees, as we'd said outside. Coffee's a common theme. Sam was just telling me about his journey, for a better word, and I hate the word journey because it gets used so much, but, as we know. But he was telling me, he acknowledged his deafness as well as queerness, as you said, during a quite stressful time for a lot of us.
Yeah,
For marriage equality. And me being a director who's also very interested in diverse voices, suddenly said to Sam, I can actually see a show in this. And before Sam could change his mind, and Sam's laughing if he hears this, we literally decided to put in a proposal to Brand X, La Flying Brand X in Darlinghurst, where the show's going to be, who've been beyond supportive. And we have throughout this year been working on it, as I said to you off air, in development to show this showing and play reading, and hopefully there will be enough interest. It's already sold out both shows, which is incredible,
yeah.
Which I think shows the great need and desire of diverse stories
to
be told.
Absolutely. And so you've been with Sam since the very beginning of the
project.
So what was it about your personal experience that made your approach to Sam I Am so unique?
I think it is, as you just described or just said before, I actually define myself, and I hate defining, not labels, they're the best defines, but if we have to put a label, as being an artist, theatre artist with a neurodiversity.
Mm-hmm.
I would say there's a lot more interesting things about me, but that's just one of them, there you go. But I do say that basically, yes, there is a generation gap between Sam and I, and if people are listening, you're not talking to an old farty, but just yet. But
a few more years left. Don't worry.
One, two, dead. I do feel that basically a lot of what Sam has experienced is what I've experienced, what I experienced, I should say.
Yeah.
And I think it's very interesting that basically, by being queer as well as identifying with a deaf or disability, whatever you want to call it, that basically, I hate to say this, despite everything, a lot of things haven't changed.
Yeah.
There has been great progress. I always said to Sam early on, my late teenage years were literally when Ellen DeGeneres came out.
Yeah.
And we only have to see what happened there at that time when she was vitophile, given deaf rights, and now she's America's sweetheart.
I know, right?
Exactly.
It's crazy.
So, but at the same time, a lot of the issues in terms of disability, and let's just say discrimination, what it is, are still evident today. So,
absolutely. So, you said before that you have a serious interest in creating projects with diverse voices.
Correct.
How important was it for you to create a piece that other members of the queer and deaf community could see themselves represented in?
Vital. Absolutely important, because I know this sounds funny, especially it was my idea. I was hesitant at the very start because I don't identify, obviously, as being deaf.
Mm-hmm.
I do have the two tags, for better word, of having a disability as well as being queer. But and I had discussed this with Sam as well as other friends of mine in a deaf community. And they actually, I won't say gave me the tick, but they gave me the love and encouragement that I needed to feel that I could help.
Yeah,
tell Sam's story, because by its title, Sam I Am, it is Sam's story. But I would say that basically I would hope audiences, both in a deaf community, queer community, or just the community as a whole, can see themselves in many different lenses, because it is, I hate saying this, but it is really a universal story, just about finding who we are, and that can be on many different ways in this modern age, discovering who we are, who we want people to perceive us as, etc.